It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, we've talked about almost every free agent that's out there. And the fact that, and I give Mary Carey Cabot credit for talking about it, but I just don't think it's as big. And why did it pick up as huge news this time when, like, a lot of people have been talking about this for a while? And maybe it's just on the gist that her story was based on the fact that if the Browns can't get Russell Wilson, they can get Carson Wentz. Like, who? In what world does that sound like that's a good idea based on that theory?
Well, I mean, there's just nothing going on right now. That's why it's news.
Okay.
I mean, it's not been an exciting offseason by any stretch, to nobody's surprise. Well, at least not to my surprise. There's just not a lot of money for the Browns to spend. There's not a lot of worthy free agents to spend that money on. So, the fact that they're interested, look, I'm interested in a lot of stuff and none of it's news. So,
you're not interested in being a billionaire?
Now, I'm very interested.
Billionaire, so you could buy the Celtics.
I'm very interested in being a billionaire. It's a good time in this country to be a billionaire.
I guess
you don't have to pay taxes. Everything you get all the tax breaks, and all the poor people pay for all your stuff. It's great. But yeah,
this isn't. It's always game day in politics. By the way, I want to make sure you know that. Okay.
Just having a little fun.
Oh, I'm chuckling on the inside.
But I mean, they're just the quarterback options this offseason are all terrible, both in the draft as well as in free agency. And, you know, maybe Carson Wentz is the plan B if they can't get Russell Wilson. Maybe Russell's plan A. I mean, okay, great, fantastic. You know, it's just I'm not real optimistic about anything the Browns really are going to do in the upcoming season anyway. I think that they're maybe a 6-win football team, unless whatever quarterback they put on the field just has a great year out of nowhere, then yeah, maybe they have a chance to, you know, surprise people. But I mean, the Browns are not a contender this year. And they're really not going to be a contender, until they find a quarterback that can play on the level of, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, even Justin Herbert at this point. And, you know, that guy's not available in free agency. You've got a bunch of retreads and washed up guys that are available right now. That's why I call it dumpster diving for quarterbacks, because that's exactly what they're doing. And Andrew Berry's not in a hurry right now. We're recording this on March 20th. He's not in a hurry to make a move. And that's okay. The Browns don't play a game for a long time here, but you know, at some point they got to find the best of the worst and get them in here, kind of get this thing rolling in the right direction, or else you know, we're going to be sitting here when the offseason program starts in April without a quarterback. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll have a decision well in advance of that.
All right, so you think all these things. So what do you actually – can you tell me what you think the game plan is? I mean, because another thing we've heard is, hey, Mary Kay was talking about this. I even said this initially. Maybe you draft two quarterbacks if you don't think so, if you want to draft them later, or maybe if you just don't think – maybe you draft Shedeur Sanders because you think that's the right thing to do it to, and you don't want to miss the opportunity if he's going to be something great. But then maybe you draft another one of your quarterback in the first four rounds. You're right. It's just that there's no sustenance to this whole thing.
Well, I have also said for weeks that they could draft two quarterbacks. Look, this is throw something, anything against the wall and pray something sticks. That's where the Browns are at. Even if they, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward or Milroe or whoever, right? You are throwing stuff against the wall, hoping something sticks. That's where the Browns are at. And that is just an absolute god-awful place to be as a franchise. When you're basing things on hope, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody cross our fingers and hope it works out. When that is the basis of what you're doing, and that's exactly the basis of what Andrew Berry's doing right now, you're doomed for failure, right? I mean, just bad things are going to happen. So, I don't really have any hot takes. I'm really not upset by it. I'm really not emotionally invested by it. Just like they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Sit back and, watch this disaster unfold. Can't wait. It's going to be great.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I mean, are we really walking into a season believing this is – I mean, how do you sell to a fan base that you're walking into a season that you're hoping for 7 wins?
Yeah.
How do you sell that and then raise ticket prices on top of that?
You bring Journey to perform on draft night.
How much did they – was it worth it for a concert ticket?
I'm just telling you, like you create an influencer committee, social media influencers to say lots of nice stuff about you because the media is probably not going to say a lot of nice stuff about you. Like This is what losing franchises do. They do stuff like that. They do gimmicks, and that's where the Browns are at. They have to do gimmicks to keep their fans engaged because winning is not going to be, you know, not going to do it for them, right? I mean, they're not going to win a lot this year. And again, it's going to take a little bit of a miracle, a little bit of, something unexpected. I think the Browns know exactly what they face in 2025. And again, that's why they're doing the draft party with Journey. And, you know, they're doing the influencer committee thing and trying to get people to do and say and post great stuff about them on social media and things like that. I mean, they're trying to get a stadium built. When you can't focus on the product on the field, Andy, you do all the ancillary stuff. And if you look at the, and I'm not criticizing the Browns, but like you look at what the Browns are doing right now, and it's all based on ancillary stuff. You know what I mean? The product does not sell itself, so they have to try and sell the product.
Who's driving that, though? Is that front office? Is that business office? Is like, who drives that theory? Like, I got to believe that if you're in football operations, you walk in there every day believing, hey, we're going to do the best we possibly can to try to put a team together that can make the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl. I can't imagine that there isn't anybody that works in football ops that goes to work and doesn't believe that every day.
Well, I mean, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry believe they're making the playoffs this year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But you also need to be realistic about where you're at. You got to be honest about where you're at, right? I mean,
look. No, I got to be honest. If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I can't look at it that way. I got to believe that no matter what you give me, I'm going to get the best out of these guys, and we're going to try to make the play. Because his job, I mean, everybody knows their job is on the line. Because if they walk into the season and even any front office will be like, oh, you're safe no matter what, no matter what. And then you walk out of it with a one or two or another three-win season, you're looking for another job. And unless that's what you want.
Again, I think you can divide the front-facing, you know, hey, we're competing to win and we're playing to win. But also, too, behind closed doors, have a very private and honest assessment of where you are as an organization. Like, because you can't take appropriate steps forward, Andy, if you can't honestly look yourself in the mirror. And
I just think if you're a head coach and you believe you can't win, that your locker room will eat you alive.
Right.
And those guys want to win.
100%. And so that's why, like, yeah, you have those conversations very privately between you and Andrew Berry. Like, hey, we're deficient here. We're deficient there. Obviously, we're going to be deficient everywhere until we find a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the options are terrible this offseason. And so I don't know. Who do we pick between bad option and terrible option, right?
Bad. I go bad.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I know exactly what you're saying.
We have to build a team. We have to compete. So let's find the best possible option that's out there, even though there are no good options. And then, you know, fingers crossed, they're able to come in here and do something great. And look, if they draft Shedeur Sanders, there's nothing to say that kid can't come in here and be a franchise changer. I don't believe he is, but my opinion don't matter. If the Browns love Cam Ward and they think he's the franchise changer, you got to go get him, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then you stay where you're at. If you don't believe Shedeur Sanders is the guy, well, then you sucker somebody into trading for the second pick to get Shedeur Sanders. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, I get it. I get it.
It's all about what their honest evaluations, which, by the way, they don't share publicly. You know, they're not going to tell people what they honestly think about folks. But if they're privately honest about the current state of affairs and how they've evaluated things, I think they'll be fine. You know, you get through this year, you set yourself up so maybe in 2026 you can turn the corner again and bounce back, right? That'd be this one, right? Second year of your rookie quarterback in a system and, you know, more comfortable, all the cliche narratives that get thrown out there with young quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. But the standard, the problem for the Browns, Andy, and this is what this whole thing boils down to, is the standard. And the standard is Jaden Daniels turned around the Washington Commanders in 1 year. You had Josh Allen turn around the Buffalo Bills. Joe Burrow turned around the Cincinnati Bengals. Patrick Mahomes turned around the Kansas City Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, well, I don't know necessarily he turned around the Ravens because the Ravens have historically been pretty good, but he elevated them, right? He mm-hmm. made them contenders in the division and in the conference. So, like, that's the standard. Justin Herbert with Jim Harbaugh. Now, all of a sudden, the Chargers are a respectable, relevant team out west. So, like, that's the standard that the Browns are having to deal with, right? Mm-hmm. In trying to find their next quarterback, who can they find to meet that standard that can allow them to play up to that standard? And I'm here to tell you right now, I don't personally believe that player exists this offseason, but it's Andrew Berry's job and it's Kevin Stefanski's job to identify and go get said players to help them at least come close to that for 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.